Next up, Iowa. With just over a week to go, seven Democratic candidates for president are ratcheting up their campaigns to try to convince Iowa citizens to literally stand up for their candidacies. John Harwood is a political correspondent for The Wall Street Journal and joins us in our studios. John, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
Let's certainly first talk about the apparent frontrunner, Howard Dean. And he picked up a major endorsement on Friday from Iowa Senator Tom Harkin. Senator Harkin had openly said he was considering not making an endorsement. As you understand it, what changed his mind? What's the significance of the endorsement?
It's a very significant endorsement, probably more significant for the caucuses than the endorsements of either Al Gore or Bill Bradley. As for Harkin, I think this is fascinating. I was with Tom Harkin 7 or 8 months ago when he held the first of his forums around Iowa, where he was appearing with candidates, putting them before Iowa audiences. And at that time, when I talked to him, he said he wanted somebody who was ready to run a feisty campaign and take on George W. Bush. That's exactly what Howard Dean has done. He's done it better than everybody else, and Tom Harkin responded.
And remind us, please, in a state that has caucuses as opposed to primaries, what is the strategic significance of the Harkin endorsement and, in a sense, the Harkin organization?
Well, the challenge in a caucus is trying to get people to go out for a couple of hours on a frigid January evening and spend some time supporting your candidate. Mm-hmm. Tom Harkin is the most admired Democrat in that state. He's been around a long time, a very well-known populist there, and he's got a political organization that can help pull some of those voters out. Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt are in a dogfight right now, and this is a big boost to Howard Dean as he moves toward the finish line.
Let me ask about the campaigns of Congressman Gephardt and Senator John Kerry. Any movement in those candidacies?
Well, the John Kerry campaign has really put a lot of emphasis in the last few weeks on trying to sneak into second place in Iowa. His campaign has dropped dramatically in New Hampshire, where Howard Dean has a big lead. John Kerry has decided that the only way he can really revive that campaign in New Hampshire is to get a kick out of Iowa, and you can only do that, really, if he can pass one of the two frontrunners and get into second place. For Dick Gephardt, it's literally a do-or-die situation. He won these caucuses in 1988, but if he can't win on a state next door to his own native Missouri, his campaign is probably done.
Senator Edwards, very openly, he's looking forward to the February 3rd primaries. How well is he expected to do?
John Edwards' campaign is very interesting. He's not attacking Howard Dean as the others are. He's trying to run a positive campaign, and if you look at his polling, he has a very good ratio of favorable to unfavorable. People kind of like him. They just haven't elevated him to the top of the pack. What he's hoping is these other guys can damage Howard Dean, that Howard Dean can stumble in Iowa, get nicked in New Hampshire, and then when they come down to South Carolina, which is his native territory, he can emerge as a finalist. One problem for him, though, is that Wesley Clark is also waiting down there, and he's got a lot more money than John Edwards does.
I'm going to hazard putting Dennis Kucinich, Carol Moseley Braun, and Al Sharpton in the same question, recognizing their different candidates and different candidacies. Do they seem to be improving any in their holdings there?
I would say Dennis Kucinich is in a different category than the other two in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Dennis Kucinich has attracted a small but measurable following among people who are attracted by his message, which is a very strong peace message and a very anti-trade message. This has appealed to some manufacturing workers in Iowa. Sharpton is in a different category. Look at him in other states like South Carolina. Pollsters tell me that Al Sharpton is right now getting about a third of the black vote in South Carolina. That's where he's got a lot better shot of making an impact. He could even finish third there. Carol Moseley Braun, I don't think she's got much organizationally at all anywhere, and if you don't have that in Iowa, you're really not going to go anywhere. I think she is destined to be a negligible factor at the polls.
Mm-hmm. The entire primary lineup was changed this year. Out of some dissatisfaction, it must be said, with the what some people consider to be unnatural importance that Iowa and New Hampshire respectively have occupied for a generation or more in the presidential nominating process. Do Iowans have any lesser sense of importance this year? And in your mind, are the Iowa caucuses any less important than they used to be?
I don't think so at all. I think Iowa and New Hampshire are as important or more important than they've ever been. And if Howard Dean wins convincingly in Iowa and goes on to a solid win in New Hampshire, this thing might be over.
John Harwood, political correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
You bet.
You're headed to Iowa next week? Ever had a pie shake?
No.